Welcome to Turnbuckle Mafia, you bitch ass man. It's your boy, Young Twist Paper. You know, I'm in here off of Clown Chowder, but your boy, the Young Wrestling Bible, Wrestling Thesaurus, Wrestling Encyclopedia, Wrestling Jesus, the Wrestling, you motherfucking Suplex City Machine twice. Nigga, stop playing with me.
The Wrestling Dr. Seuss book.
You feel me? That too. Put that fucking book down.
Captain Underpants.
Nigga, the Wrestling SpongeBob.
What?
Who next? Who all here?
We got our newest member in the motherfucking building.
Rock, we can't hear shit you saying. How'd you introduce yourself, man?
Yo, I am the wrestling historian.
Oh, shit.
Knock it off.
Oh, shit.
Knock it off. You don't find something original?
No,
You can't take my intro. Can you? I'll add that to mine, though. The wrestling historian. Man, I'm going to add that.
Man, let him finish.
But anyway, you could ask K-Rock for those receipts about how much our wrestling knowledge is anyway.
He called everything.
But no, I'm a geek when it comes to wrestling, and this laptop finally found a group of guys that actually don't complain every 2 seconds about wrestling.
No, but these two argue every 2 seconds.
That's his fault.
Man, what's your name, nigga?
Brooklyn Crook.
Brooklyn Crook. What's happening?
Because he's a crook from Brooklyn, nigga.
I put that together, sir. I put that together. The man we couldn't hear.
Hurry up, my girl on the way.
Here is my girl.
Let's get to it.
Yeah, the man couldn't hear, but I'm back. My microphone is fixed. This is K-Rock. What's going on? Welcome, Haji, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Crook, a.k.a. the 12th member of the Bronx Bombers. What's happening?
Hey. I wish I could give you a hug, Haji.
Hey, yo.
No diddy.
Hey, yo.
Oh, man. We all need to go to Encore Beach.
And hey, that'd be lit.
Bro, how you don't want to give this nigga a hug? He the newest member, bro. And we know Haji forever, and he finally a part of the mafia, nigga. What the fuck is you talking about?
That's cool. Congratulations. I ain't about to hug this nigga.
I'm a hugger.
Yeah, I bet. This is Master Sifu, Senpai, Yay, Sensei, Yay, A-san. Call me what you want, just don't call me a bitch. So what we gonna start off with, though?
My man John Moxley went in the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. Stop playing with him.
Well, since you wanted to talk about it, what type of match was it? How was the finish? Who was he wrestling?
I ain't watched the shit.
Why are you asking me all these questions, bro?
Because I didn't watch it.
Where are all these questions coming from? Why I gotta get interrogated?
Well, you
nigga, I don't know.
You're the one hyped up most about it.
It don't matter that he fought. What matters, he got the belt now.
He fought.
Yeah, it does. I'm dead.
Don't nobody care who he fought. He fought Naito because Naito spitted on him. It was nasty, too, because he was bleeding. How you spit on a nigga that's bleeding, bro? That's wild.
I thought you just said you ain't watched the match.
I seen clips. I'm like a regular human being, nigga. I watch clips. Who has time to watch stuff? Have a job.
Fans, wrestling Bibles, and thesauruses.
I don't even need to watch it to know all about what's going on. That's how deep I'm embedded in the culture.
Anyway, so what's next?
All right. Rhea Ripley, nigga. She broke her shoulder bone.
After a 380-day title reign.
Was it 380 or 388?
380.
388.
It was 380. I could have sworn they said.
It was 388 in a quarter.
Either way, she had it for over a year.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks she got hurt, but at least it was after Mania. Yeah.
Nobody was going to beat her.
I think she got hurt during Mania.
Yep.
No, she got hurt during the Liv Morgan attack, I think.
No, they want to say that.
I think that's just a storyline. I think that's just a storyline. Because
remember, she broke Liv's shoulder.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but you remember, when you watched the actual brawl, Liv threw her into the wall hella hard. I mean, they could be doing what they do, but believable.
But what? Yeah,
but she gonna come back and win the belt anyway. Whoever got the belt gonna lose it.
What a run she had
anyway, though.
Who finna win the belt? That's the better question.
But that leads us into the next topic. That it's a draft coming up.
Well, we don't know what they're gonna do for the belt yet. So, what kind of tournament?
But like I'm saying, they probably leave that bitch vacant until the draft.
That'd be wild.
Well, I know the top two contenders like that. The top two contenders got to be what, Nia Jax and Liv Morgan.
I would give it to Nia Jax only because I want her in the Bloodline fantasy. But Bianca can get drafted to Raw.
That can happen.
Thank you guys.
They can throw it on Jay too.
I think Jay's gonna stay on SmackDown.
Man, it's too early, but they can do what they want.
Who y'all talking about, Jay? Who?
They can protect
Cargill.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Jay from Mortal Kombat because I heard she coming.
Man, shut up.
I heard she just got. Nah, she just got signed. Her and Melina.
Yeah, all right.
But no, what I think what they could do is I think they could just Well, I mean, obviously Bayley would have to get drafted to SmackDown.
She doesn't have to. I mean, don't have to be drafted, maybe.
Well, no, because again, she's not holding the world like women's championship. She's holding WWE Women's Championship. I think what Triple H is going to do, and I talked about this, which can also lead into a segment of the next topic. I think what he's going to do is he's going to have all the world championships on Raw, all the WWE championships / Universal Championships on SmackDown.
Oh, old school shit.
Yeah, the format.
I did that in 92.
Yeah, the format's where it should have been. So that leaves Bayley. She could stay on SmackDown. This way, the Judgment Day doesn't have to be split up. That's dope. The Judgment Day doesn't have to be split up. You can all members of the Judgment Day get drafted to Raw.
I feel like it don't matter what show the titles is on, honestly.
I feel like it doesn't, but it does, because, again...
As long as them bitches are separate, the only ones that really matter what show they on is the IC in the U.S., honestly.
You think they gonna replace...
But we all know the IC belt belongs on Raw.
When they want it to be.
Y'all think they gonna replace Rhea Ripley for the time being?
Yeah, they gonna...
They have to.
She relinquished the belt. Who's gonna be...
No, in the Judgment Day, Dodo Brain.
Oh,
no. It's going to be Finn Balor is going to be replaced.
They're going to break that shit up.
Why?
Is she going to come back and bring it back together?
No, bro. You already see. If you watch, Finn Balor was already in his feelings. He was like, what you mean, nigga? The tag team title's not important. DP got that belt. He don't get no fuck. He got that belt now. Finn Balor going to be in his feelings. And it's either going to have to be Jordan or Dom. And Dom probably going to be the first one to leave.
Dom can get the belt. Go ahead.
I don't know when this match is going to happen, but it's going to be Dean and Balor versus Damian Priest.
Demon?
He's going to bring back the Demon. I don't know when it's going to happen. That's as far as
not for Priest.
Be the first title defense or the SummerSlam?
Mm-mm. That's wild. That's a bold prediction.
Not SummerSlam?
The Demon damn near don't even exist no more.
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, they could always bring characters back for specific matches. I mean, they brought back the Shield, Rollins for,
That's because it fit. That's because it fit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where does the Demon fit right now?
Pause. And getting his ass
whooped. I can't even tell you.
Because, Roman killed the Demon.
Vince killed the Demon.
Roman did. He ain't came back since Roman hit him with that. Ugh.
Nigga, he ain't come back since he fell off the top rope, broke.
And who put that work in after that? Roman.
Nigga, after the nigga broke his leg. Speaking of Roman, bro, put your hand down. You wanted Cody to win.
Ha ha!
Fake ass nigga.
I'm fake. I still like the tribal chief.
He didn't even like Roman.
I wanted bro to take a break. He needs rest.
I've been the one that's been the Thunderdome Roman fan since he showed back up.
The lies.
I was the original. Then Rock, then the bloodline for him, Rock was like, oh shit, hold on, they clicking up. That's when Rock fell in line. I've been there.
I was the first person to predict that he was going to turn heel.
Bro, that conversation never happened.
Yeah, it did, bro. You can go all the way back to the beginning of the motherfucking shit, bro. You wild. I didn't
know the nigga was going to come back.
Yes, we did. When he left with the shit, bro. I was like, when he come back, he coming back heel, bro. I said it.
He's watching WrestleTalk and got that from them.
What? The accusations. They are false. I don't even watch WrestleTalk. No more. Yeah,
okay, man. So with the new tag belts, how do y'all
What happened to IG? How nobody just gonna bring it up?
He's right there, bro.
He's right there.
My bad.
We ain't got to bring it up. We got it, but the new tag
team. No, but when I brought it up, he popped back up, bro. Oh, the new tag team belts, I created those.
I fucks with those.
But I told you it needed to happen.
But everybody knew that, though, right? Come on.
Shut up, Tim.
You ain't predict shit.
Everybody.
We been know that shit.
Design belts.
All right,
I said that they needed to change them. Did I not?
Nigga, you said that, but we knew that shit when they were created. When they were created, we knew they was weak, nigga.
Yeah, that's not a hot take.
This nigga act like he predicted that space don't exist.
What?
I said you act like you predicted that space doesn't exist.
All right, Kyrie. That's just like saying I believe the earth is flat.
You might.
More than him? What?
How is it not?
Because we had a solar eclipse.
What does that mean?
I'm done.
Man, let's continue with this podcast.
I mean, God put his finger over the sun. So
here's my question. Now that we have new World Tag Team Champions, are they going to do the same thing for SmackDown? And what do you think the time is
going to
be?
No, they just going to keep them blue, nigga. They just gonna keep them blue.
I don't know. Cause
Rock, stop playing with me.
Cause look.
Playing with me, bro.
No, cause I have.
They gonna have the same exact belts with blue ribbons instead of the red ones that's in the middle. Nigga, you know what's going on. You've been watching this shit for years.
Listen, I know that they're gonna change the design of those belts. What I'm saying is, are they gonna be an exact. Are they gonna be
yes.
a carbon copy of
yes.
the.
Yes.
So they're gonna
yes.
be
with
exact
blue ribbon
copy of the world belts.
Fuck yeah, that. Because in the middle it says, fuck, it has red ribbons. It's just going to be blue ribbons, nigga.
I don't know. I feel like it should be a different design, but hey.
If it's a different design completely, I will give WWE its utmost props because that is fucking dope. If it's a completely different design.
But my thing about it is, why not have it be a different design? Because the WWE / Universal Championship is a whole new different design than what the World Heavyweight Championship is.
I would say that have the belts on SmackDown looking like the SmackDown champions, the SmackDown World belt. That's what they should do, but I don't think they're going to do that. Not exactly like it, but like, you know, got the same logo type shit.
It would be cool if they brought a blast from the past and brought back the WB tag belts.
Is Cody going to get a new belt?
No, they already approved it. They already approved that he's going to get a new belt.
Is it the wing ankle?
I don't know. I don't know when, but they actually did approve like his design for it.
Get the fuck. How do you know that?
Hey, man. We can go
hey, man, what?
My boy got sources.
We can go online and look right now. Matter of fact,
online don't know shit. All
right.
They be lying. That's my Uncle Dave ain't tell me shit.
What?
I just
that's
talked to Dave yesterday.
At. Hey, but guess
that's
what?
You see your clips at.
Hey, nah, I be talking to my Uncle Dave.
Hey, but guess what? Ringside Cage was the one that predicted, who actually said that Rhea Ripley was going to relinquish the belts because she was injured.
I get my sources from Fightful.
I be getting my sources from my Uncle Russo.
What about
Sometimes
Cage?
I be talking to my Uncle Dave.
You get your news from them?
It's mostly Fightful, Wrestle Talk, and Cultaholic.
Then sometimes I'll be talking to my Uncle Snow too.
My own news. I don't read spoilers anymore. I just predict.
I be talking to my Uncle Snow, my Uncle Maven. They be putting me up on all the game.
Them niggas don't like you.
Bro, those my uncles, bro. How you gonna tell me?
You got family members don't like, nigga.
No, they fuck with me, my Uncle Mezra. I was just talking to Uncle Dave the other day. I know everything that's gonna happen for the next 6 months.
Speaking of Dave Meltzer, so you remember when they was like talking about, we gonna bring it up, that Punk Jack Perry shit. So remember when it first...
They destroyed their career, AEW, done.
Wait, you remember when it first came out, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh, CM Punk lunged at Tony Khan.
Right, yeah.
He can't do shit.
But he ain't... Boy, what? And what was Tony Khan scared of?
Nigga.
Bitch ass.
He was scared of confrontation. That nigga said he was scared for his life.
He wasn't the one getting confronted.
At all. He just seen activity. It was wrestling, bro. He was like, that shit was 6 seconds, bro. How he was... That nigga, see... I don't like that, because now you a liar.
I've been saying he's a bitch.
Now you're a liar.
For about a year. He be...
Like you... How you scared for your life? This nigga barely got this nigga in a chokehold. If Jack Perry could have beat this nigga up, we seen what happened to this nigga in UFC. Jack Perry could have got on this shit.
Stop playing with that bullshit. Just because he lost to a nigga in the UFC don't mean he gonna lose. Boy, stop it.
What, nigga? What you mean?
The nigga had to train for UFC, right? So if he couldn't fight, the nigga wouldn't have made it through camp. His farm partner would have beat the dog shit up.
He probably did.
But stop it. No, he wouldn't have made it to the fight because he would have been hurt. Nigga would have been cut up and bruised up right before the fight.
How you make it to the fight, get your ass whooped like that if you had to go through all this practice, nigga?
Because he fought a nigga. He fought a young nigga who's out there to get the money. But he was such a dickhead, he got kicked out the UFC right after the fight.
Yeah, because he was looking bad against a nigga that didn't know what he was doing.
I mean, you act like...
According to Dana White.
I mean, but you act like people don't train and still lose. I mean, it happened to Daniel Cormier, like, fighting what, 3-4 times?
It's nigga, right, they it's Muhammad different. Ali, Cormier done beat shit up. We done seen Cormier beat on shit. What you seen CM Punk beat on in the ring, in the octagon?
What did you expect him to do in his first fight at 35?
Beat shit up, nigga. Clobbering time. Fuck you mean?
Because Brock Lesnar did it?
He a Paul Heyman guy, ain't he?
No, nigga.
He's the OG Heyman guy.
Yeah, so, nigga, I was expecting hands.
Oh, wait.
I was expecting these, nigga. I was expecting these.
He didn't get knocked out.
Now that we talk about Paul Heyman, hang on.
Brock Lesnar lost too.
But Lesnar put... Man, Brock Lesnar got his ass beat and came back and won the match by motherfucking triangle leg lock foot. No, he lost by that. Oh, yeah.
He lost his first match. He came back and beat Frank Mir. Then he beat an old-ass Randy Couture. That was like 60, damn near. Then he beat Shane Crawley. Then he ran into Alistair Overeem. And Alistair Overeem beat that ass, came back, saw Cain Velasquez beat that ass, and then he was on steroids against Mark Hunt. What are we talking about here?
Nigga, go. That's all go activity. Oh, two losses dope. Is all I heard.
He lost three times.
Who was that, Paul Heyman?
Yeah.
That ain't Paul Heyman. That looked like some nigga from Naruto.
Turn your camera, nigga. Turn your camera sideways.
Who, me?
Is that an ECW hat, Cam?
No, Rock. Rock, hey, back that shit up.
Is that an ECW hat?
Yeah, that's an ECW hat. I got to get out.
How much was it?
I got that shit from GameStop. It was
get out the homie pocket.
How many his pockets? I'm just asking how much he worth.
When'd you get that shit?
Today.
You be the one in niggas' pockets. Leave me alone.
No, I don't. I don't ask how much money you got. We talk about.
No, you what? Don't. I don't speak. You don't. I didn't ask him how much money he has, though.
I know.
No, you don't. Why you just come over here and steal my roaches, nigga.
I ain't stealing. You threw them to me.
Nah. Yeah. Well, yeah,
tell the truth. Why are you over there smoking Casino Blacks You really?
Because this what real niggas. This what real niggas smoke, bro.
40-year-old smoke.
Man, you wild.
All right, so here's a question: how y'all feel about Chad Gable?
I'm smoking them because they 99 cents.
You hear me?
Did you say how we feel about Chad Gable turning heel?
Boy, she was a flamethrower. She was gay.
Well, you and me talked about this the other day.
This nigga Tim just lit his black with a flamethrower.
I'm different, nigga.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Chad Gable turning heel. I think what made it kind of cold. That nigga suplexed that nigga out his wife's arms. That was crazy.
So weak.
That's lit.
Weak. Well, we tell you why it was weak. Let me break it down philosophical for you.
What?
Feel me? That's the word, right? Philosophical. I'm going to break it down. Look.
Twist English. Everything's a word.
Let him go.
Look, nigga.
Little Nori.
The nigga had such a fucking dope baby face run, nigga. We all bought into the fact this man could possibly beat Walter. Had great matches. And these niggas never capitalized off the momentum he built as a babyface. Gave it to Sami Zayn out the motherfucking blue for no reason. And then have him turn heel. It makes sense he's frustrated. I get that. But, man, they jerked Chad Gable, bro. He should be Intercontinental Champion. That nigga was a dope babyface. He got a whole fucking stable over, nigga.
Nobody give a fuck about Alpha Academy.
Alpha Academy was dope. When they was on TV, I laughed. Nigga, they did their fucking job.
If Alpha Academy was so important, nigga. If Alpha Academy,
I didn't say they was important. I said they got over. And they got over with a certain crowd.
If they were so over, before that match, who was Chad Gable working out with before that match?
Sami Zayn.
No, before he fought Sami Zayn.
Oh, before he fought Sami Zayn?
Yeah. Who was he working out with?
Who, Otis?
Kurt Angle.
Nope, it wasn't Alpha Academy. It was the Creed Brothers.
The Creed Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
That's because they more his style.
That's because they mean more than the fucking Alpha Academy do already.
Thank you. Thank you.
Man, shut both of y'all asses up. Alpha Academy, that shit. So y'all going to just disrespect Otis like that? Like, no, Otis not one of the goats?
Tim,
Otis is cool, but he's not the Creed Brothers.
Here you go. Oh, this can't be. That nigga's a tank. And the Creed brothers don't need a third man. You just gonna put fucking Chad Gable with some brothers. He ain't even one of the brothers. It's ridiculous.
Let Haji go.
Yeah, I'd rather see Chad Gable go back to heel. And me and Rock talked about this the other day. Like, we saw this coming. And what I like about it is... And they put on a good show. That was a good show to end Monday Night Raw, too.
Entrance was golden.
But anyway, here's a better question. What do you guys think about these new camera angles that WWE's been doing, going through the crowd?
Lit.
No more of these dumb emojis.
Oh,
except
yeah.
Roman Reigns should be the only one who has an emoji for TV. His was the best.
What's everybody the emoji? That shit that pops out?
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
Yeah, like that only CGI premium shit that you see above, like, the ring and, like they're... Like,
I ain't seen any new camera angles.
You didn't watch Raw on Monday?
Hell no, I ain't watch Raw, nigga. I got a life I gotta live.
Hey,
I can't watch Raw.
Too, but I record... Like, now they...
Yeah, okay.
Hold on, Tim. But Sami Zayn came through the crowd. Like, more wrestlers are coming through the crowd now, and, like, they're... Turning the whole, they're showing like the background arena and everything. It's pretty cool.
I just want everything to be like repetitive. That's my only scare about it.
And the new set is pretty cool too.
I think they should like use more camera angles like Lucha Underground. They should be more cinematic like Lucha Underground.
But Lucha Underground never had an 8K camera.
No.
Lucha Underground is one of the greatest wrestling promotions ever created. How dare you?
Says who?
Me.
Okay. Lucha Underground. You know.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Look at this nigga Demaria. He weak as hell.
Bro,
no, Lucha Underground definitely had me in like some of their cinematic moments, like how it looked like reality TV and like the storylines.
But nigga, Lucha Underground, the first time I ever seen Willie Mack, nigga.
Nigga, Jack Swagger was the champion of Lucha Underground. Fuck that, man.
Jack Swagger, that boy, hey, for real, hey, though.
But guess what? But before him, but before
undefeated him, MMA fighter at that. Don't forget to say that, nigga.
But before him, it was Johnny Nitro.
Johnny Nitro, that boy, too. What is you saying? Nigga, Prince Puma. That's the first time I seen Ricochet. Nigga, Lucha Underground was dope. Nigga, period.
You know why you say that? And it's not a bad thing. That was your style of wrestling.
It's because you was introduced to niggas.
No, he just said it was my style of wrestling. Niggas was everywhere, nigga. Niggas was flying, jumping. You feel me?
Dumb shit.
Hey, they all alive.
I'm more of a TNA guy.
Same. First time I seen Swerve Strickland. He was kill shot. I ain't know that shit for a long ass fucking time.
You
want to
know what's better than all that?
ECW?
Nope. WWE.
Get the fuck out of here. It just got good like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. It just got good too. You know
what? WWE's been good this whole time we've been doing this podcast, sir.
This shit has been, it just got good. AEW was better than WWE for like 4 years straight.
AEW is better than WWE for about 2 weeks. We just talking about NXT.
They had shit lit for it, man. NXT decent. It's back.
Decent. NXT is about decent. To be its own brand now.
Nigga, Shawn Michaels over there cooking. I said what I said. It's
no,
decent.
No, the man is out the game. That's why NXT is back.
But Vince hurt NXT bad. They still got the ugly ass championship. It's decent.
What the Lucha Underground championship look like?
Today? Nigga, 2.0 hurt that show. Nigga, I still see remnants. Vince, of 2.0 when I watch that NXT. Shit.
Vince McMahon hurt NXT.
Nigga, I still see 2.0 when I see the show. It is not back to the NXT. I was watching
that's
back
because
in the
day. You haven't watched it, nigga. NXT. That's
nigga, I do watch it. NXT. Nigga, I was watching Trick, whoop on shit, whoop that trick, all that. Stop playing with me, bro. I be watching this shit.
You watched it? You watched
Stan? And my nigga, Baron Corbin, what's his name?
You watched Stan?
I seen what was going on. Then I seen what was going on.
I seen
bits and pieces. Nah, I know what the fuck going on around this bitch, man. I be watching the shit.
Demaria, do you like how Sheamus went back to his original theme song?
Ooh. Oh, God, he fat as hell, too.
Yeah, I knew he was going to say that.
He ain't even that fat, bro. Chill.
He's shaped like Tim.
No, he not. Because I'm shaped good. I get hoes. Hey,
yo. You what? I mean, look, what do you expect? The guy was out of action for 8 months.
Yeah, I just gonna let him say that.
I didn't even hear him say that.
What I say
from the top rope.
I don't even want to know what you said. Especially if it's on some Diddy shit.
I ain't say no Diddy shit.
Say what you said, fool.
I said my body shape good. I get hoes.
That's not what you said. That's not what the...
Yes, it is.
You added the second part. You started.
No, that's what I said the first place. That's what I said the first part. We'll rewind it. It's recorded. You feel me? This shit wiretapped. We will rewind the tape. I said, my body shape good? You feel me?
But now that Sheamus is back and now he's wrestling again, yeah.
I'm in better shape than Sheamus right now.
Well,
no, you're not.
I'm talking about your body, bro.
Okay, guys, so do you think he will get an Intercontinental Championship run?
No. Nope.
He can get his Grand Slam Championship?
Nope. Ooh.
I don't know.
I would love to see that.
I don't know.
Nope. Let me tell you why.
Why?
I don't know.
Because I'm about to get drafted, and I'm getting the Intercontinental Championship.
Why y'all keep falling for this shit?
He
got me fucked up.
Look, if that's the only belt that's eluded him, and going on with this whole Sami Zayn stuff, I would love to see him do it, because that's the only belt he's missing as a Grand Slam champion. Also, fun fact, Me and Haji the other night was actually talking about this shit.
We came up with all the Grand Slam champions.
Yeah, we all.
And I didn't Google none of them. I didn't.
Did y'all know The Rock is not a Grand Slam champion?
Yeah, of course I knew that.
You didn't know that.
He don't got the United States Championship. Never had it.
Well, no, that wasn't there before. You gotta think that wasn't there in 1999 and 2000.
He's still not.
Well, he still ain't got it.
But hey.
Triple H is a Grand Slam champion, though. Pop quiz,
do y'all know what title was there?
Yep.
Ye got it.
I was about to say it already. That nigga ugly as hell, though.
Can you name all the Grand Slam champions?
Yeah, I can name all them whole ass niggas. I know
all of them. Not all of them. I can name a couple. I can name a handful.
All six of them. It's like six of them.
There's more than six.
No, it's more than six.
There's bro, I got Google right here. Don't play with me.
No, no Google. But you're no cheating. Google.
How you know? How you gonna know I use Google?
It's like 10 of them, right?
No, it's more than 10.
There's more than 10.
Yeah, it's 12. More than 10. It's 12. More than that.
20.
It's more than that.
Fuck no.
It is approximately 24.
How does it, but like,
think about it, guys. Old format, new format. The old format old had format about and six. New format. Yeah, the old format had about six, seven Grand Slam champions.
And the new format got how many?
Randy Orton, The Miz, John Cena.
Okay.
Shawn Michaels, Triple H.
John Cena's not a Grand Slam, I don't think.
Yes, he is.
He never won the Intercontinental Championship. He never won the Intercontinental.
No, he hasn't. No, he hasn't.
That's the one he hasn't won. I think he won everything.
He never had a reason to either.
Yeah. That is true. He never had a reason.
He ain't never had a reason to. What?
No, listen, he never fought for it. He was always on SmackDown. The Intercontinental Championship was always on Raw.
Yeah, listen to this. Because the IC belt was always on Raw. When John Cena won the United States Championship, he was on SmackDown and he won it from the Big Show. And by the time he did go to Raw, he was already the WWE champion when he got drafted. So he never had an opportunity to go after the IC belt.
You niggas watched a bunch of wrestling yesterday. Don't play with me.
What?
I do this.
Come on, Wrestling Encyclopedia. Come on, Wrestling Thesaurus.
Yeah. I know. Look. What happened was I got to get drunk.
Don't start changing stuff.
I go Super Saiyan. I got to unlock my hidden potential.
Yeah, right. You'll be in the chamber.
Hidden potential.
Hey, and also, hey, guys. Also, pop quiz. Somebody else just became a Grand Slam champion recently.
For women or men?
For men.
Men.
Is AJ one?
He is.
That's fucking crazy.
No, he's not.
Oh, obviously, Roman Reigns.
No, AJ's never won the IC.
Duh.
AJ's a Grand Slam champion. But,
Cody.
AJ's Cody. A Grand Slam champion, bro.
AJ
Cody's the new Grand Slam champion.
I don't think he ever won the Intercontinental.
Roman's a Grand Slam champion. Seth's a Grand Slam champion.
No, he's not. Roman's never won the Intercontinental.
The entire
yes, he has.
We did talk about that.
He did win the Intercontinental.
Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio not in. Nope. Nope.
Yeah, he is.
JBL
and
Rey Mysterio.
He did. He is.
Stop playing with us, Tim.
Tim.
He won the World Heavyweight Champion, not the WWE Championship.
He won both. He won both. He lost it to John Cena in the same night. Shut up, nigga.
Yeah, he won.
That don't count, bro. Like, yeah, he did that for more than a day.
Chris Jericho.
How that count?
Chris Jericho.
It's in the WWE rule book. It's Chris in the book.
Jericho. Oh, here you go.
Eddie Guerrero.
Eddie. No. Yep.
Kurt Angle.
Yep.
Bro, he could tell he on the Google. He keep looking to the left.
Nigga, fuck is you talking about, dog?
He got it on his phone. He got us on the minimum screen.
I'm using my phone, stupid.
He got us on a small screen, bro. And he got us in the background, bro.
Nigga.
Share your screen, bro, because you on Google.
Can I share my screen on this?
Hey, Rock. Is Bobby Lashley a Grand Slam
champion?
No.
Did he ever win the tag belts?
He never won a heavyweight championship.
That too.
Well, he won the WWE.
He has won both.
You don't have to win both.
I don't think you have to win both in this new format.
He's not been a tag champ, though.
Yeah, he's never been a tag champ.
Okay. Never been Jeff a tag.
So you don't have to win the world and WWE championship to be
listen. Here's Jeff how Hardy. It is, Tim. Here's how it is. You have to win one of the primary belts, either the WWE or the heavyweight championship. You have to win the tag belts, and you have to win the one of the third belts, that is the IC or the United States.
So you don't have to win all of them?
Okay. So, K-Rock, so AJ has this crazy feat. AJ Styles.
AJ did it so fast. Pause.
No, but he was a TNA Grand Slam champion and a WWE. That. No, but I'm saying, like, how crazy that feat is, how good you have to be.
The only other Grand Slam champion that I know of that was in TNA at the time was Kurt Angle.
Christian.
Christian never won the X Division, I don't think, did he?
No.
But he won the top champ.
Yeah, but the X Division counts.
So there are
Booker the T. Booker T. Hey, is Booker T a
Yes.
Booker T's a girl.
Yes, he is.
Is he the only black one? Is Kofi one? Yeah.
Kofi a Grand Slam champion. Don't disrespect Kofi.
And Booker T. Kofi is a Grand Slam.
Don't you ever.
Kane, no. Hey, fun fact about Kane, and me and Haji did talk about this. Do y'all know Kane was actually the third Grand Slam champion in WWE history?
Yep.
You did not know Tim.
Bro, I'm a rising with the source. Are you serious?
Edge.
Another one.
Yep. It's pretty cool. Me and Carol just thought it was pretty cool to bring this up.
Who
is Edge?
And also, did you say Adam Copeland?
Adam Copeland. Cool.
Yeah, I said Jeff Hardy.
Okay, just making sure.
RVD?
Yes.
Yes.
He didn't win the tag team belt.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did. Him and Rey Mysterio.
And Kane.
I was just testing, making sure y'all was on top of y'all shit.
Isn't Daniel Bryan a Grand Slam too?
Big Show.
Daniel Bryan?
Big Show is. Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm. How Daniel Bryan a Grand Slam champion?
Because he's one of the
team. Team Hell No. Intercontinental.
Intercontinental.
US.
When he had the Intercontinental belt?
He won it with Eric Rowan too.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Who has the most partners with championship wins?
Kofi.
Yeah, probably.
He only had a few partners.
Kofi.
Probably. How many did Rey Mysterio have?
Rey Mysterio had Eddie Guerrero. He had Edge.
RVD.
Did they all win belts?
Batista, Edge, Eddie, RVD.
Did he ever have one with
Dom? And Dom.
Did he?
Yeah, he won with Dom.
Yeah, they won the tag team titles with Dom.
Yeah. Bye.
So look, Kofi had R-Truth, Evan Bourne, CM Punk, Woods, Biggie. I feel like I'm missing one.
But Rey Mysterio had what, five?
Him and Kofi both got five.
I think they're tied with
them. Damn.
Is Finn Balor
Grand
champion?
No.
Yeah.
When has he had the U.S. belt?
He lost it to Bray, I think.
Yeah, I think he lost it to
to Bray Wyatt.
He had the IC belt. I think he lost that to Miz.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Or Dolph. Which one Dolph didn't win?
I think Dolph did not win the tag belts. He won the.
He did. He won them with Robert Roode.
Yeah, with Robert Roode. Yeah.
So what the fuck didn't he win? The U.S. belt?
I don't think he won the United States belt.
Okay, that makes sense.
I think he won that too, bro.
No,
I don't know. You gotta look that up.
So then he will be.
You gotta Google that one.
Yeah, somebody Google that real quick. We're allowing this obsession. So
I'll do it right now.
Is Dolph a Grand Slam champion?
Dolph, yeah. Dolph? Roman?
Nah, Dolph ain't never beat me. So, he ain't a Grand Slam champ yet.
What about the females?
Bailey, Charlotte.
Oscar, Bailey, Charlotte, Sasha.
Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley. It's really only like seven of them.
That's it. I think. Bailey, Oscar, Charlotte, Rhea, Sasha.
Nia Jax.
Wait, is Naomi Naomi a Grand Slam champion?
No.
I don't think I've ever had the tag titles.
She did it with Sasha.
They probably don't count it because, you know, WWE shit.
Oh, yeah.
They would have to count it because if that's
the only she's a
not a Grand Slam champion. Then.
Mercedes.
Well, Mercedes.
She won it with
Bayley. Is a Grand Slam champion. She won both titles. Wait, so do the women, do you have to win both titles like a W?
That's
for the
question.
Women, do they count that as both titles?
Yep, you got to. I just read it.
But then he got
I think they count the women. You got to win both titles.
What about NXT?
No, you don't have to win NXT. They don't count NXT.
No, they don't. Because NXT is a separate brand from the actual, like, WWE as far as, like, Raw and SmackDown goes.
Okay, so Raw and... Okay, Charlotte Flair is a Grand Slam champion. Wait, no. Has she ever won the tag titles, Charlotte Flair?
I don't think she has she?
No, Becky. Then she's not a Grand Slam champion.
She won it with Becky.
Not the titles.
The tag titles?
Charlotte Flair was a tag team champion, bro.
Really?
When who?
Where was that at when this happened?
I'll look it up right now.
You gotta Google that.
Yeah. Cause
it never happened. I gave bro some mushrooms earlier.
Because the inaugural tag champions were Bayley and
I know who Mercedes. The inaugural champions was.
Yeah, the inaugural champions were Bayley and Mercedes or Sasha Banks, however. But yeah, they were the first ever tag women's tag champions, and then eventually it went to the Iconics.
Okay, so Bayley's
a
Grand Slam because she won
SmackDown. Listen, at TLC on December 20th. Flair returned as a face as a surprise tag team partner of with Asuka. Hmm. And they beat Nia Jax and Baszler.
Okay.
Nobody cared about that though.
Yeah, that did happen.
Yeah.
So she is a Grand
Slam. They did that just so she could be a Grand Slam champion. That's the only reason they did.
So then that would make Asuka a Grand Slam champion by that technicality as well.
Asuka didn't want a tag team championship with the other girl, Kairi Sane, a couple times.
The Kabuki Warriors?
Yeah, a couple times.
The Kabukers? That's a cool-ass name.
They were dope in NXT.
They still dope. They just don't get no TV time.
They will, though.
Speaking of TV time, let's get back to this Bloodline shit. You see the homie showed up. You feel me? I told you, niggas. You know who coming next. Told y'all niggas, I've been told y'all niggas for years.
Is he coming this week though, cuz?
Jacob? I don't know.
That's the best time. That's the money day. That's the business day.
So DeMaria, will War Games be Bloodline versus Bloodline?
Probably. Yep. Civil War.
For War Games?
Ooh. Yeah, Bloodline, Civil War, yeah.
Yep.
Hey, y'all want to know what's so crazy? Remember
But is Roman going to be there?
Yep.
Survivor Series?
And is Rock going to be there?
Yep.
The Rock won't be at Survivor Series, no.
The Rock can be anywhere he wants to. He don't got to wrestle. But will he be there?
Yep.
He can make
I'm telling you, bro. That's my uncle. I just talked to Dwayne.
He can make an appearance and fuck some shit up.
So what is it? Is it going to be G.O.D. and Solo versus Roman Reigns and the Usos?
Tangalo is still signed to... Sign of Japan. It's going to be Tama Tonga, Jacob Fatu, and Solo.
Versus Roman and the Usos.
Yeah.
You think they're going to let Jacob do his stuff? Or they going to tone him way down?
I feel like they would have to tone him down just like they toned AJ Styles down.
No, they don't. AJ Styles toned down because AJ was old.
Wait, I think now, since I've been watching Raw the last couple of weeks... Triple H is letting more people do flips, dives.
This nigga Ivar is doing springboards, nigga. You think Jacob Fatu's not about to go do it? You crazy.
Bro, yeah, hey, that is crazy. Ivar did do that. Did do that frog splash on Sheamus.
It ain't better than the tsunami.
Nah, it's not better than the tsunami.
Or the worm.
He got Bronson Reed out there doing, but yeah, bro. He gonna let Jacob Fatu be Jacob Fatu.
It's about time wrestlers can show off now.
Yeah, because Vince wasn't having it.
But it's like, also, though, like...
But Vince also wants to think about the safety of others.
Yeah, but come on.
Should they bring Umaga-san in this early?
No.
No.
I don't think he's ready yet.
No, because then, yeah.
He don't got to do shit.
Okay, but he's not ready, and then also the Rockstar.
He don't got to do a damn thing. He don't got to do a damn thing. He can just be the attack dog and just beat niggas up when they go beat niggas up. He don't got to have a match.
But then that
was like Han Solo.
Why you on a rush shit?
It's not a rush, nigga. It's that Roman's not going to be there. Roman just first.
How you know that?
He's shooting a movie. With Kiki Palmer, nigga.
Oh, that's why he gave up the title?
No, it was time for him. That wasn't the reason at all. I feel like it was.
That's the reason that he gave up the title in the game.
It was his time up. It was his time to give up.
In 2024, nigga, he give up the title to go to Hollywood. How you gonna tell me I beat story mode?
He's gonna go to Hollywood regardless.
But I'm the one.
Is he gonna be a bigger story than John Cena?
He's gonna be gone for a minute.
Tim DeMarier, I put this on my life. I told K-Rock exactly what was going to happen after WrestleMania 39. Talked to Rock for about an hour. This is going to happen or else
I feel like it was kind of obvious.
What's going to happen?
What happened, happened. I feel like he said what was going to happen, what happened.
With Rose. I feel
like it was obvious, though.
It was going to be a long storyline, but I told K-Rock, if Rose doesn't win at next year's WrestleMania... as much as I love Roman Reigns, this whole bloodline, I'm like, it's going on too long. We need a fresh start.
See, my whole thing was, I didn't want Cody to win at Mania. I wanted Cody to win at Madison Square Garden where his dad got fucked at. Pause. Where his dad got...
Yeah, but they're not going to have a big event at Madison Square Garden. No,
but they could. It's not like they can't.
How you know what they can do? You don't know their relationship with them.
Because every time they go to New York now, they go to Barclays.
But it, okay, but still.
You know they fell out with Madison Square Garden years ago.
Madison Square Garden is not going to say, hey, WWE, we don't want your money.
Yeah, but every time they do Madison Square Garden, it's always a house event. It's always a house event.
Okay, I get that. It's always a house event. But as I said, at any time, I feel like Gilbert Arenas right now. At any time they want to, they can make it a big-ass show. Let's not act like they ain't put this Vegas show on 2 days before and it was packed in that bitch. Let's not act like they just ain't. Nigga, it's
AEW and New Japan got Madison Square Garden on lock, bro.
Shut up.
WWE.
AEW
has communicated themselves. What?
John Cena still has the best.
Wow, buddy.
Square Garden.
No, he doesn't.
Number 30 or wow. Royal Rumble. Nobody.
Have you seen Royal Rumble 2000, sir?
Yeah, I created it.
That's a better pop. Yeah, that Vince McMahon screwed everybody.
No, Royal Rumble 2000.
Yeah, I created it.
Do you not remember?
My phone finna die.
I get the John Cena return, but we talking about moments. Did we not get that fucking TLC match between the Hardys and the Dudleys?
I mean, from a pop moment. That's
from a pop moment, yes, sir. This nigga Jeff Hardy doing fucking front flips off the stands onto tape.
Wait, he's hang crazy. On. Time out. What about WrestleMania 20?
Mankind versus Triple H?
What about WrestleMania 20? Wasn't that at Madison Square Garden?
I was there for that WrestleMania.
That was at the Garden?
Yeah, that was at the Garden. That you know, DeMario, that's the first time with WrestleMania. I went, and gosh, you want to talk about a long show? Man, 6 hours of wrestling was a lot. 5 hours.
Sir, I
went to WrestleMania 35.
That's a long day.
I went to Kofi Mania, sir.
How long was you there? 7 hours?
How long was I there? Nigga, the doors opened up at 4. Bitch, me and a homie got there at 10 o'clock in the morning. We ain't leave until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Damn!
Nigga.
So I'm glad they do two days now because like they're not gonna get
to do that because WrestleMania is too damn long. Just like Wrestle Kingdom. Wrestle Kingdom got too many damn stars and too many damn people on their roster for it to be just one night. They got to divide it up into two.
Well, and the one problem is too, you're not gonna get eight great matches. You're gonna be bored after like waiting all day. You know?
So many consecutive. And it's like, don't know, but you think about it, 2 days could turn out to be long as fuck too, if they wanted to be.
Yeah, but 4 hours here, four
you got two
hours
5 hour days. Shows.
Okay, two but 4 hours, 5 hours,
2 5 hours back to back.
Saturday and Sunday.
You going both days?
Yeah.
I am. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
I don't know. I'm just saying. A lot of motherfuckers. I mean, won't.
Okay, look. At least it wouldn't be something like SummerSlam, how we had out here. That shit was damn near, what, 6 hours?
That's how WrestleMania gonna be, nigga. What the fuck is you thinking about?
For 1 day?
Nigga, one day, when it was 1 day, bitch, it was 7 hours. So you thinking about 2 days, you watch WrestleMania. WrestleMania first night is gonna be, especially if it's out here next year, WrestleMania gonna be stupid. It's gonna be Bloodline shit, Rock gonna be back, Cody probably still gonna be champion. More niggas probably gonna be here for AEW. Like, it's gonna be.
But I'm just saying, like, 4.5 hours on Saturday, and then, like, I don't know, 4 hours on Sunday. That
WrestleMania come to Vegas, I am not going.
Why?
Well, I got shit to do, bro.
He an old
good,
nigga.
I'll make sure a big boss man from heaven's at the guard line. Don't let Tim in.
You ain't the only one.
Yeah, I'll make
you
sure.
Ain't big boss man shit to do, nigga.
I ain't gonna be able to go anyway. I'm going to have to work.
You call off in advance, smart guy.
Hell no, I ain't calling no nigga. I like money.
If it's not for no coochie, he's not calling off.
Exactly. That's the only thing I'm calling off.
So what if I told you there was some guaranteed coochie after WrestleMania? You going?
I would call off.
It is.
I would call off. That was not.
Hey, wait, K-Rock, we got to take
it. It ain't guaranteed.
K-Rock, yeah, we got to take Tim to Encore Beach then.
He's been with us before. He didn't stay
We got to take him when we got baddies.
Oh, man. Yeah, Tim will lose his mind.
Talking about white
women. No, I wouldn't.
No, we talking about, like, thick black women from Texas.
Yeah, I wouldn't lose my mom.
You would.
Oh, I'll find my dick, though. Yeah, they do. For me, they do. They don't be naked, though. They be having on clothes. But they fall out the sky, for sure.
You out here looking like an overblown Eddie Kane.
Hey.
That shit. Nice like this.
No way. You know what? It's Tiffy time. Forget all this.
I'm buff, bro. I'm really buff for real. I'm buff as hell for real. Niggas know it, too.
That's your name.
I'm calling
it. Black Salt Tim Duggan.
That's horrible. That's kind of tight, though.
That's kind of Black Salt. Hey, that's your new mixtape. That's the next mixtape.
That's
the next mixtape.
And then be up there with the who? That's the nigga with the big ass. Yeah. He had the 2x4?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
That's your next mixtape, Black Salt Tim Duggan. You gotta make your
that shit horrible, Black Salt Tim Duggan.
He gonna be like, "Oh, paper,"
and put me
that
on
shit
that
horrible.
Put me on that.
Okay. That nigga said, that's the song "Black Salt Tim
New
Duggan."
Topic. New topic, guys.
I bet he used it too. Pause. I bet he.
Who will be your men or who's your predictions for the next men's Money in the Bank or in your women's Money in the Bank?
LA Knight.
I feel like it's too early. I'll have to see the draft.
LA Knight.
I got Tiffany Stratton.
Ooh, that's a good pick.
That's my pick. And ooh. Yeah, I got LA Knight's a good pick too.
I got LA Knight and Roxanne Perez.
Tiffany Stratton. I got Liv Morgan. I got Liv Morgan and Black Saw Tim Duggan.
Liv Morgan gonna be the champion.
No, she not.
Hey, let's just
Jack's gonna be the champion.
Hey, let's just throw a wild card in there. Maybe Alexa Bliss makes a return at Money in the Bank.
I don't think she's. I don't think she ever coming back to wrestling.
I think she's going to join the Wyatt Six.
We gonna get there. That's what I said. We gonna get there. Hold on. I want to say this before we get there. Last thing about the Bloodline. With the new Bloodline, can we get some women? Can we get Nia and Naomi?
No.
No.
Why not?
It would throw it off.
How the fuck would it? They can run everything. What do you mean?
They're doing too much, bro.
But,
they're doing
okay,
too
but
much.
My thing about it is, they can run
everything. There's too many moving pieces.
They can run everything, but my thing about it is, like, we bound to have this Bloodline Civil War. What side are they going to be on?
That's oh no, this is it. This is an even better question.
With her husband and her brother-in-law, and Naya go the other way.
It's an even better question, bro. This is a better question. Will the bloodline be interesting on TV without Roman Reigns?
Yes.
Yes.
They already
been on TV. Has Roman Reigns been on TV?
No.
All right. No.
All right.
Bloodline ain't been interesting like that though.
Tim, you don't watch wrestling.
Yeah, I do. I seen Tommaso come back.
Did you see what Solo just did?
Yeah, he just kicked Jimmy out and Tama Tonga beat the nigga.
He only
seen
it because I called the nigga as soon as it happened, hyped up.
No, I been seen it. I seen it before it happened. I already knew he was coming.
Bro, as soon as that shit happened, I called both of these niggas. That nigga Rock didn't answer. Then I called this nigga Tim Tripp, and he was like, bro, what the fuck is going on right now?
Demario.
No, that wasn't about wrestling. I was talking about in general because I was high as hell.
Wait, Demario, you could always call. I'm always watching wrestling on Mondays and Fridays.
He is.
Me too.
I don't watch NXT. I just like skim through on YouTube.
Unless, I get to NXT after the fact.
Yeah.
I was watching wrestling every week when it was SmackDown Live. That's the last time I watched wrestling weekly. Faithfully. Also,
SmackDown Live wasn't even all that good.
Also,
nah, that shit was fire.
Can we just say this? Am I the only one that's kind of glad that, like, WWE done cut off, like, all these extra shows, like 205 Live?
I didn't watch that shit anyway, so.
205 Live was fire.
Hey, and real shit, Haji, the last time me and Ye actually did watch a 205 Live episode was when Chris Bay debuted.
That's because we was there. That's why.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? I so forgot about 205 Live. I forgot that even existed.
Bro, 205 Live is one of the best wrestling shows ever created.
Swear for God, 205 Live was cracking when Enzo Amore was running that shit.
No,
God.
I miss Enzo.
Who's the little black dude? Who's the little black dude? I forgot.
Cedric Alexander.
No, not that.
Leo guy. Rush.
Another one.
Leon Rush.
Yeah, Leo Rush was having shit popping there too.
I miss Leo Rush too, but no, I miss Enzo.
Yeah, I miss Enzo too.
Man,
Enzo still wrestled.
I had a certified G shirt too. Me and my brother in law bought them. We both rocked that to like Survivor Series or something. We went to. We were so upset when they got cut off.
I just miss my nigga Enzo. He had
they were dope on NXT too. I had a certified.
He had so much charisma. He still does.
I wasn't watching NXT when they was on NXT. I started watching NXT right after that.
Yeah, because for me, I had to catch up on NXT too.
I was a huge NXT fan. So,
when I really got into NXT was WrestleMania.
I did tell K-Rock NXT New Orleans. Put this on the show. What are your top five NXT matches of all time? Top five.
In order?
No, no order. I don't like doing order.
That's easy.
Well, the six man tag match for the North American Championship, to crown it when Adam Cole won it.
I'll give you mine right after.
Because y'all gonna steal my matches.
No, I'm not. You don't even know what matches are.
Shinsuke versus Sammy.
Okay.
See, he stole my match.
Fuck. So many. Okay. Boom. I don't know. This might be a sleeper for some niggas, but for me, this shit was cold. Undisputed Era versus Imperium in overseas in the UK.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, that was a great one.
The 3-on-3. The 3-on-3 when Roderick Strong. That shit was amazing. Gargano Ciampa 2.
Yes. Right.
2.
I knew this would be a good question.
Number 5, my last one.
Yeah.
For me, Velveteen Dream versus Aleister Black.
Yo, ooh. I was just gonna bring that up. I miss my nigga Velveteen.
Velveteen Dream versus Aleister Black.
Okay, Tim, what's yours?
Since you already stole all my shit, bro.
Oh my gosh. You know what? Here's mine then. War Games, Pat McAfee versus Adam Cole.
I wanted to pick a War Games match, but I was like,
that was my favorite one. The Demon Balor versus Samoa Joe for the NXT title.
What was the ladder match? When he had the blue on?
No, the second one when that's when Samoa Joe left after he was going to Raw. Was that the ladder match? No, I don't think so.
I forgot what the order was.
But that's one of my favorites. What else would be mine? Bayley versus Sasha Banks.
Stole my shit. I was just thinking about that. You a hater.
What? Yeah,
I was thinking, see, I couldn't choose between that one and the Shinsuke-Sammy match.
Okay.
Stole my shit.
I feel like a Neville match is going to come up soon.
I don't think I ever really saw his matches like that.
You didn't watch the early NXT?
I did, but I wasn't really, you know.
With Tyler Breeze
and them? I like Neville. But I'm just talking, like, these are just my favorite matches. McIntyre versus, damn it. No, not a McIntyre match. Sorry, I'm taking a moment, but,
McIntyre got one with Adam Cole?
Yeah, with Adam Cole. I couldn't spit it with Adam Cole. That was a great match. That was a hell of a match.
What's that, 3 or 4?
3. And didn't Asuka fight Shayna Baszler?
No.
I think that was Ember Moon.
It was Ember Moon.
Ember Moon. Yeah,
Ember Moon got Asuka.
Ember Moon versus Asuka.
Then, yeah, Kairi Sane got Shayna Baszler.
Yeah, Kairi Sane versus Shayna Baszler, yeah. To me, some of those women matches were so hard, too.
They were.
Yeah, definitely. Shayna Baszler, boy.
Shayna Baszler's NXT run was unbelievable.
Very.
What's your 5, Rob?
Damn. So, hang on. Do personal, like, matches that you attended NXT, do those count?
Nigga, any matches you
want. Any matches you want.
All right, so I'm gonna start it off with this one. This is gonna be this is gonna be weird, but I'm gonna say EC3 versus Velveteen Dream for me. I seen that match live. That was a good match.
Boo. That should have been a good match, like on TV, but they didn't really do it as much.
That's the only thing I'm mad about. Another one, Shinsuke versus Sami Zayn.
Good match. Shinsuke. I saw it.
That's when Shinsuke was lit.
Yeah.
I seen the shit live.
Definitely Takeover. The match with...
Which one, nigga?
The match with...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The match with... Yeah. That set the ground for NXT as a whole. Another one, yeah, I'm going to have to agree with Ye saying.
What about that, Balor Tommaso and Champion, Joe?
Johnny Gargano, too. Ooh. That's a good one too.
Shit, Balor and Balor, shit. Balor.
But that's a good one too. But I don't want to put it over Kairi Sane and Shayna Baszler because they had some ashes.
I got a better NXT question for you. Not a better
one.
Because
you said,
"Hey, how y'all niggas just gonna skip over me? I slap all
you."
You
said you didn't want to do it, nigga.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I said you niggas stole
we
all
asked
my
you
shit.
Second, did you want to go?
Did I not?
What's your 5?
Black all right, cuz.
What's your 5, Black Saw?
All right. The one that none of you niggas said, because all you niggas is retarded for not mentioning Ricochet versus Adam
That's
Cole.
Not
with you niggas.
I think
it's
going to be a Ricochet match.
Wait.
That shit, he did the backflip and got kicked in the face like, in the backflip.
Move along. You got 4 more matches.
I can. Nigga. I'm more yes. strong style.
Every only
Shut
person.
Up.
Yes.
Walter versus my nigga, what's his name? Dragon off when they was slapping each other, stepping on each other's face. Shit was fire.
Yeah,
that shit was fire. Who else went crazy?
Hey,
nigga, no Diddy, bro. Don't do that.
I said substitute that match.
That's wild. Oh, then Big E and Big E, goddamn Seth Rollins for the when Seth run won the goddamn NXT championship. That's classic.
Yeah, that's your this is his tough. Keep going.
nigga. Classic. Stop playing, nigga.
We got two more.
Then you niggas didn't even mention motherfucking Kevin Owens. Then Kevin Owens, that nigga fought. Yeah, that nigga fought goddamn Finn Balor. I think they had like a ladder match or some shit.
True.
Like a TLC match or something. That shit was fire.
Okay, yeah. To that respect. So what's your last one?
That nigga ain't shit.
Let me see. Let me think. Last one. The War Raiders used to be dope. I don't know who they fought, though. Oh, nigga. DIY and the Revival. Nigga, stop playing with me. Nigga. Yep.
Did you got that?
All their matches were fire. I don't even need to tell you which match because all of them were dope.
Hold on, wait. I felt like I had the best five NXT matches.
Your nigga the Revival in there. Those your people.
Hey, cool though. What I was going to ask though, what is your top five NXT characters, tag teams included?
Velveteen Dream off
the
top.
The Kabuki Warriors. Velveteen
Dream got to be top number one. That nigga.
No, it's not him.
Prince Kasama.
Let Tim go first because, you know, he got
some all right, shit. Nigga. So we got his shit. We got Big Velveteen Dream, nigga. That was a dope ass character. He's one of the only like characters I can think of. Who else had a dope
best gimmicks ever, bro? For sure.
I guess you could say the Demon Finn Balor that kind of like introduced itself in NXT for WWE. That is. Who else you had that had a dope character? I like Asuka's character, that undefeated character, like how she was just ruthless, beating the shit out of everybody.
They still won't give her a WrestleMania win.
Who else had a dope character? I'm trying to think of people that has like a character, like Velveteen Dream. Hey, you know who was kind of tight, nigga? He just didn't do shit, but they could have did something with Lars Sullivan. That nigga was like a monster for
real. You didn't mess with that shit.
No. Lars Sullivan was kind of tight. His character, the gimmick was kind of tight, bro. That nigga was, he was on some murderer shit. Oh, Enzo Murray. Yep. Goated. Yep. Oh. Enzo for sure. Baby. You can't leave that nigga out.
Okay.
I don't know what his gimmick was.
That's all he needed was Adam Cole.
That's
all he needed.
Didn't even need a gimmick, nigga. What you talking about? Stop playing.
That nigga Shawn Michaels. Okay. No, Shawn Michaels had a gimmick, though.
What was Shawn Michaels' gimmick?
He was the ladies' man. He was a flamboyant ladies' man. Sexy boy. No diddy.
Yeah, that's what you called him. That's crazy. I'm a fan of him. I never called him that.
Yeah, nigga, that's the sexy boy.
That's crazy.
That's his name.
Hey, man, rest in peace, OJ.
Oh, yeah, rest in peace, the GOAT.
The Jeeves.
What's so funny?
Guns,
like, you know he don't like people getting away with killing white people.
He like white women. He like the white women.
No, elite MILFs.
Hey, no, honestly, real ass shit, y'all. Real, I think I told y'all this story.
Chloe, oh, dad, dead. That's wild.
We went to school with his daughter, nigga.
Oh, we saw
Chloe.
He had a younger daughter that went to middle school with.
Y'all went to school with Chloe Kardashian?
Shut up.
That's his daughter. They got the same nose.
What you was about to say?
No, it was some real ass shit, bro. I remember when that nigga got released from jail, and everybody was in the cell block clapping.
You was there, nigga?
Hell yeah.
That nigga said hell yeah, like it was the club. Hell yeah, I was there. What the fuck?
I mean, I'm not proud of being in jail. Yeah.
What was you in jail for? Parking tickets?
That shit, yeah.
Goddamn meters.
Goddamn meters. No, but honestly, hey, so back to wrestling. My top five NXT characters. Shinsuke Nakamura.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Gargano. And also because I love that man's theme song. You got the original one.
Rebel Heart, I hate that shit.
I love that shit, bro. Rebel Heart.
I hate that shit.
Third, I'm probably going to have to put, because that Tank, how she came out was so hard, Shotzi.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Fourth
to last. Who's in on cases? Like, he got this shit.
And then my last one, I got the man's shirt on, Finn Balor.
Cool. I'm getting mad because this nigga Tim trying to put his camera at angles and shit. Like, he not on Zoom with three other men.
I gotta put my shit on the charger.
Too darn hot. That's why when I got kicked off earlier.
But I'm turning the camera off.
So
there you go.
Since we got into that, what are your top five WWE matches?
Oh, that's easy.
Too much. I don't know.
That's easy. Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker when he had on the white. When he had on the white shit. Yeah, dude, that shit was fire. Shut up. You don't even know what your top five shit is, nigga.
But I know like five of them Shawn Michaels, though. Fuck you talking about?
The second match is going to be JBL versus John Cena when John Cena almost died, nigga. Almost killed himself.
Was that the I Quit match?
Oh, God, yep.
Oh, you're talking about the I Quit match?
Yep, the I Quit match. Nigga, the goddamn Randy Orton versus John Cena when they had the feud.
John Cena matches in this
nigga.
This is crazy.
Yeah. That shit was fire, nigga. And then,
he put the STF around him and put the chain on him.
That shit was violent.
This nigga got a breaking point in his top five.
Nigga, that match was so violent. It was fire. Goddamn, the first ever women's Hell in a Cell match with Charlotte Flair and Sasha Banks when we all thought Sasha was going to die for real. I thought that bitch was hurt. I was like, oh, shit. Charlotte really fucked her up.
What's number five?
That was good acting. And number five, let me think. Oh, nigga, Brock Lesnar versus Kurt Angle when Brock almost broke his neck. Nigga, that shit was wild.
I did not expect.
And then he got up. And he got up, nigga, and he still won the match. That man crazy.
DeMario, what's yours?
On that top five WWE matches.
That man could have been paralyzed.
Brock Lesnar versus.
I was there for that match.
AJ Styles.
I was there. I was a survivor.
That was a fire match.
I was there.
And that was a dope match.
Yeah, Survivor Series.
Yep, Survivor Series.
Because Brock was the Universal Champion at the time. I was there AJ for
that,
Styles.
AJ was the WWE. Yep. That shit was wild.
That's dope.
Shawn Michaels versus.
Oh, the retirement match.
Ric Flair.
Interesting.
His retirement match.
Yeah. Retirement mate.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's an interesting pick. I like
it's
that.
It's not
pick.
Really interesting, though. It's kind of. Goddamn. Is
the
it
first one?
TLC 2?
That gotta be
the one where Edge got speared.
Yeah, it gotta be two.
With Jeff Hardy, got speared from the belts. That wasn't the first one.
Yeah, that was the second one.
What's that, 3?
Yeah, that's 3.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Because it's so DeMario. Many, you don't
DeMario,
want
to. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
DeMario, but I mean, no, but this is
DeMario, RVD. DeMario, I'll put it like
RVD
this, your favorite top five WWE.
RVD
match, like your favorite
Cena.
One. That you, it don't have to be the best ones in history, like the obvious
yeah.
ones.
Yeah. I know.
Ooh, the Edge, one
yeah,
night stand.
Yeah, Cena, RVD, ECW.
One night stand.
Ooh, he took mine. He took one.
K-Rock,
of mine.
I'll go after you. Right.
What's that, 4?
Yeah, that's 4.
One more.
All right.
Shit, it's so many. Shawn Michaels. Fuck, it's out of the. Ooh.
It's how I do my shit faster than you.
It's shut up. It's either Shawn Michaels, Taker, the casket match, or it's a 3-way tie. Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold, Shawn Michaels, last
Shawn Michaels,
match before he went away.
One in the Hell in a Cell.
Or.
Wink. When Kane came out,
yeah.
It's Kane.
Or Shawn Michaels. He not going to say
that. No, yeah. No, it's those three. It's the Shawn Michaels. It's 3 Shawn Michaels matches, bro. I'm sorry.
It's not better than the WrestleMania match he had with Taker when he was the Angel.
That's his favorite, bro. That's his.
It was
favorite.
That one. It was that one. The first Hell in a Cell match ever.
Like you said, know, the WrestleMania 26 the match was just as good too.
Stone Cold.
Like him and Undertaker had so much.
Brad, that's what I'm saying.
Is it, which one is the one where Undertaker dies and almost died? That's the one I'm talking about, right?
But also, like that back to Royal Rumble 2000. That fucking match I was talking about with the Hardys and the Dudley Boys is up there with me too. Like that match is forever with me. When they had the taxi cab up there on stage. Like that's that match would forever stick with me. It that from that same pay per view too. Triple H versus Cactus Jack in the street fight.
We didn't get there yet.
What's your top five AEW best?
We're not on that, bro. That's gonna take three episodes.
I don't even think AEW
has
good matches.
All right, so
I'm just saying they haven't been out that long.
Oh my god, you hella weak. What?
All of them got the Elite in it.
K-Rock, just get to the question.
No, they don't. No, they don't. They already got at least 10 5-star matches.
Man, stop arguing with AIG. You're gonna learn quick.
But I'm just saying. Yeah, you can go now.
Can I go now?
DeMario ain't gonna win either. He's always wrong.
Your favorite.
top five favorite WWE matches. My favorite. Obviously, Kurt Angle versus Shawn Michaels.
Oh my god.
WrestleMania
21. Angle Mysterio too, bro.
That was sad.
Rey Mysterio debut was cold.
It was, but okay. My second favorite WWE match definitely has to be Randy Orton versus Mick Foley, a hardcore match. Oh,
Randy's first time in the tats.
Turn Randy into a man.
All right, third favorite WWE match of all time. That's my favorite. The first ever Money in the Bank ladder match.
I have WrestleMania.
With Jericho, Shelton Benjamin.
Kane.
The one that Edge won.
Chris Benoit. Edge. Yeah. Christian.
Edge won the first two, nigga.
Yeah, he did.
He's the ultimate opportunist, duh.
All right. Third favorite match of all time. I'm sorry. Yeah. Wait. Where am I at?
It's four.
Definitely Rob Van Dam versus John Cena, one night stand.
Fire ass match. Yeah.
And last but not least, I am going to have to say. Damn, that's. Ooh. Yeah, I'm gonna say it. Triple H versus Shawn Michaels, the cage match.
Okay. I'm seeing a pattern here. But keep going. How'd you next?
There's a lot of them because I told Carol, me and Carol, all we do is talk about wrestling anyway. But number one, Stone Cold Rock WrestleMania 17. No, not that one.
Which one?
The one when Vince
the bye bye match.
The one when the Rock kicked out of what three stunners? When Vince screwed, that was a great match.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's when Stone Cold went heel.
Okay.
That was an awesome match. Number two.
I fucks with it.
But the way the match
stupid
went,
decision. Like stupid the, decision by them, but I fucks with it.
Yeah.
The match two, itself was great.
The Undertaker versus Randy Orton at WrestleMania. With Bob Orton. I thought Randy Orton won with that RKO.
I'm starting
to see the streak was over. Being a young.
Oh, that everybody thought Randy Orton was going to beat the streak.
Bro, I thought he won when Bob Orton hit that man with that cast.
How many times you thought
this nigga was going to lose?
The RKO.
He never lost. This is crazy.
I have to go watch it again.
Music in the pedigree and the tombstone.
Keep going.
When Triple H did that tombstone, I Bray should have beat him, but keep going. Over. No,
I thought Shawn had him a couple times in their matches.
But come on, that tombstone.
At least the second one, I thought it was gonna happen.
But what about that Tombstone Triple H? And maybe H just did? Because the way Triple H sold that, he's like, and JR's like, what did we just see? That was one of the best facial reactions.
I'm talking about
WrestleMania 27. When Triple H Tombstone the Undertaker. No, but no, I'm just talking about the reaction.
That one didn't do it for me.
I'm not talking about the match.
The reaction in the Hell in a Cell after the Sweet Chin and then the Power Driver, that reaction was even more crazy. Shawn Michaels damn near start having a fucking seizure after that shit. Okay. He was crying and shit. Like, nigga.
My next favorite, I'm on my third one, would have the first Elimination Chamber. When Shawn Michaels won it.
That was on my radar too.
Damn.
But the brown tights. Hey. Goddamn.
That's the only part you don't like about that match was his gear and the bob cut.
But the match period. RVD almost died.
You shouldn't come back with that.
Yeah. Triple H almost died.
Everybody almost
died. No, Triple H almost died. For real. For real.
Eric Bischoff made that the devil's playground.
It's all padded and shit.
Eric Bischoff's Elimination Chamber ain't even Elimination Chamber no more.
Nah.
So, like, I noticed everybody had, like, a trend here.
Oh, yeah. Of course, everybody has a Shawn Michaels match.
Shawn Michaels.
Yes.
And then number... was that my third one? Number four? Okay, number five?
But I think that was your fourth one.
Would have to be... I'll go out on a limb with this one, but it was a hell of a good match. The Shield versus the Wyatt family. Most underrated match that nobody talks about.
Yes.
That match had everything in it, even though the Shield lost, I believe, right? I think the Wyatt family won. And you know what else was a good match, too?
I don't remember.
The Shield versus Evolution.
I think
so.
Didn't Braun Strowman show up in that Wyatt family match?
But the Shield versus Evolution. And that's why was they good won. Too.
But fucking. All right. This one's even better to me. What's your top five entrances? Not music, entrances.
Top five entrances.
Rock, I think your mic muted.
K Rock, did you hear that one?
Yeah, my mic is muted. Yeah, I heard it. Is Tim awake?
Top five probably entrances. Not. You said not
music. Yeah, same.
Not music entrances.
Hey, he does have the whole crowd going crazy though. But that's not in my top five though.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I have to start with mine.
Of course.
Go ahead.
Shawn Michaels.
Obvious.
Undertaker. Stone Cold. Top three for sure. Triple H.
All right.
You know what? I was just thinking that who's and that jumping out the sky? Rey Mysterio
first came to the WWE.
When he come out the thing?
Oh, man. That shit was
me and K-Rock talk about that all the time. He should bring that his first the
Jack in the Box.
Okay.
That's it. That's my top five.
Okay, I got
it. Him
mine.
And Dom did it for WrestleMania.
You want to go, K-Rock?
Yeah, I remember that.
I'll go. Wait, hold on. You know what? I was just about to say Brood and Ryan. Mention? No.
The Brood.
Daivari, I was just about to say that.
The Brood.
All right. So for me, it has to be our top favorite, right?
Yeah.
All right. Obviously, Kane.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah,
Come on now, that fire.
But you said no.
Yeah, that one. And then he would be in the ring and just do that, and then the fire would come out the turnbuckle post.
Yeah.
Yes, that entrance was hard. All right, my next one.
I'm so mad I didn't name this other nigga I just thought about.
My next one would definitely have to be
I got mine.
Batista. The Pyro.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit was hard. My third favorite entrance. Right. Definitely Stone Cold. Once you hear that glass, that's your ass.
Ooh, fourth, okay.
Chris Jericho.
Ooh.
You'll like this next one.
Tied for best debut ever with Kane.
Definitely. And you'll like this next one. My all-time favorite entrance. You the gotta love Eduardo, Eddie Guerrero, and those lowriders.
Latino
Heat. You have to.
Latino Heat.
You have
to. I got mine. Here's mine.
Man.
You know, honorable.
Man. Okay.
Number
Brood for sure.
What? I got a top 10 of entrances. I just love entrances so much. Number one, New Age Outlaws.
Man, yeah.
Oh, you didn't know?
Ooh.
Yes, sir. The original
end zone
cast.
Okay, New Age Outlaws. I love Edge, the one.
Which one is second one or first one? Oh yeah, okay. Just making sure.
No,
Alter Bridge.
Oh yeah, he did. Crowd, right? He did with the jacket.
No,
with the jacket he did.
Yeah, he did.
Oh,
you thinking?
Okay,
and of course the Shield.
When they came out, bro.
I always was like, the Wyatt family. My bad.
And I'm really going to say 10. I got like 10 entrances I like. But, of course, love Eddie Guerrero's, even though that's K-Rox, but damn, Eddie Guerrero with the lowrider. Demarie, you know on every Friday you wanted to, Thursday, you wanted to see what lowrider he was coming out with back then.
And they would always be different lowriders.
No, I didn't. I wanted to see what was Rey Mysterio ran when he jumped out the sky. R-E-Y.
You know,
when Batista APA. When Tartarneck Batista was going to come out in.
APA's theme.
Every time,
right? Of course,
y'all APA names a person. I just hear the theme song automatically.
Mr. Ass, an ass man, Brent.
I'm an ass man. That's the most No Diddy song in the world.
Oh my god! Yeah, that is the first No, hang on, because there was also another No Diddy theme. Billy Kidman.
It's not worse than that.
A Billy Kidman.
I want
that nigga Billy Gunn says, I want to flip it, I want to taste it,
I want to touch it,
I want to rough it, I want to stick it, I want to kick it. Like, what?
But, okay, look, yeah, that is bad, but that's not as worse as, because in these streets, when you doze off, you wake up with your clothes off alone, feeling so lost. Whoa.
Deal now. I'm going to kick your sorry ass out of
this. You're
fucking with the real one now.
Well, you gotta do the head movement. You gotta do the head
movement. What's the real deal now?
Hey, Tim.
Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar.
Shit. Fucking.
Kelly.
Undertaker. Finn Balor.
Yeah,
Double Team Dream.
Okay.
Hardcore Holly. Hardcore Holly.
Shut up.
Chuck Palumbo.
No.
Billy and Chuck.
Wait, Demarie.
You remember these people. I don't even remember these people.
You guys are so Chuck drunk.
Snitsky.
That's y'all favorite wrestler.
Eugene.
Damn, it sounds like y'all niggas remember these. Why do y'all even remember these people? This is some of y'all favorite people. Goldberg.
Rico.
Wait.
Oh, and
who else?
K Rock, I really said hide and right.
And Roman Reigns.
I'm sorry.
If y'all was gonna be rude, why y'all ask?
And shout out to hide and right though.
Well, come on, man, it's funny. Yeah, shout out hide and right, bro.
Don't nobody even know who that is.
Brodus Clay.
Hey, we had to have a funny moment.
Brodus, who?
Come on, man, this is your last two.
I already gave y'all a 4-5. I said Undertaker, Finn Balor, Goldberg, Double Team Dream, and then I said some other person. I forget.
Oh, I didn't.
I already said. Hold on, y'all ain't gonna cut off my last nigga. I did say my fifth. Y'all made me forget him. Oh, I said Roman Reigns.
Okay.
Top five tag teams.
Let Tim go first for this one.
What? Best tag teams? That's easy, too. Your why do y'all ask teams, easy questions, bro? Okay. Nigga, the goddamn Hardy Boys.
DIY.
Ding Dong. DIY. Ding Dong. Yes, DIY, my nigga.
You know, you could do top five. And you could do your favorite.
You can't forget about Alpha Academy. Alpha Academy, the best tag team in WWE.
So wait a minute, we could say like favorite tag team.
Wait, K-Rock, you already know ours. Company?
Yeah.
Oh,
you already know ours. No.
Yeah.
Chaos. Hey,
this tag team had like a great run.
Wow.
No, not the it's not
nigga.
The Motor City Machine Guns.
And we can't forget to mention them boys. You feel me? No, nigga. The Young Bucks.
Why?
What's wrong with y'all?
They won the belt.
The greatest tag team to ever live.
How many 40. Is that, man?
Oh, yeah, I'm not done yet, nigga. And you can't forget about Edge and Christian, or the OG version, though, not these new niggas. Like, yeah, that's not it. Then you gotta throw in Shelton Benjamin and Charlie Haas. They went crazy.
Hey, Tim, I like how you put that in there. A lot of people
went crazy.
My fault.
They don't. Because they don't be watching wrestling.
They really don't.
Right.
Fuck them. That's why. No, because fuck them. That's why.
Oh, you're rude. You just mad because Shelton Benjamin, the best black wrestler to ever wrestle.
No, he's not. Booker T is.
Who's better?
Booker T.
Not athletically.
Nobody cares about that. Hardy Boys.
That nigga climbed up a ladder and flipped out the ring.
The Hardy Boys. The Hardy Boys.
You can't take mine. Make get your own.
DX.
Oh, I feel you know weak. New Age Outlaws more than DX,
right?
That part.
Fuck, they were supposed to.
Hey, but Shawn Michaels weak. And they had the funniest skits though, bro. They put
not funnier than our truth.
National television. You know how hilarious that was.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
You know Vince into that. You didn't know Vince was into shit. Literally.
He's a senile old man.
He like boo boo.
He ain't see now. He know what he doing.
He's into shit. Literally. He so boo-booed
else,
on the person.
Who else you got, DeMario? Who else you got?
So I'm pretty sure he didn't mind the cow manure.
You look like you did it by accident.
Who, me? Shitting on somebody? Five. That's nasty. I would never.
It could be any company. Oh, you didn't have to say all WWE.
I know.
GLB. Motor City Machine Guns. God doesn't fucking wrestle, bro. Chill. You crazy. This nigga sound crazy. God does not wrestle. God ain't got time to be wrestling.
Roman Reigns.
If you talking about Gorillas of Destiny, just say that.
That's it.
All right. K-Rock, I feel like I know yours.
They can't be called that in WWE.
Yeah.
I know K-Rock's too.
Well, K-Rock, we talk every day.
Damn, do y'all really?
Easy.
Oh, well, yeah, true.
And you're predictable.
Damn.
Okay.
All right, so definitely the Dudley Boys. Definitely the Hardy Boys. Definitely
I didn't see that coming. You can't name them. That's the top three in TLC. That's easy.
Definitely the Guns. And then here, I'll throw you another curveball. You know who else was a good tag team?
Daniel Bryan and Kane.
Okay.
No, RVD and Kane.
Well, here's my favorite. I don't even know why they're going to be in WWE, but they, well, of course, the Hardy Boys. They're one of my favorites. Impact players.
Okay.
You never heard of Lance Storm and Just Incredible?
Never heard of them.
You're kidding, Tim. I thought you were
from ECW. Nope.
Never heard of him. I know Lance Storm is.
That's the joke, Kaji. That's the joke.
Yeah, but you don't even know Justin Credible?
What's the joke? I know everything about wrestling.
So you don't know who the Impact players are?
Yeah, I know Justin Credible.
Okay. Oh, wow.
No, I don't know who that is.
Yeah,
that's funny. But anyway.
Yeah, I know. Impact that's what players, makes it even funny.
Harlem Heat.
I was thinking about the Harlem Heat.
They were decent.
Best WCW
title. But hey, Demarie, honorable mention, even though I didn't.
It wasn't no New Day.
But Steiner Brothers were great. That's just honorable mention. The Steiner Brothers.
Oh, I forgot to put. I did say the New Day, right?
No.
I know.
Yep, New Day. New Day. Best tag team ever.
But
no, you already gave us your top.
New Day.
Thank you.
Well, New Day, my top five.
Low key.
New Day.
But Demario, honorable.
Oh, my bad.
I didn't get to see
but New Day.
Them Steiner Brothers, just off their history. Hell I saw them wrestle, but
I've seen them
wrestle
twice.
I saw them wrestle when Scott turned heel.
I did.
And we know you did, you 42-year-old nigga.
No, I just seen it yesterday on YouTube.
Big shout out to
them wrestling.
I didn't really get to
you
see
that
them.
Shit there. You was
they weren't really the outsider. But anyway.
This nigga.
Oh,
this nigga
and K-Rock, you know who I'm about to say.
And Demarie look older than all of us, though.
Ooh.
Nigga, they rap. He said the two live crew.
No, I think he meant to say the three live crew.
Road Dogg.
R-Truth, Conan, and...
And no, I didn't mean to say... I meant to say Triple X, my bad.
Yeah, don't say too many.
Oh,
bro,
damn.
Christopher, that is a porno. There's a movie with Vin Diesel, my boy.
We are definitely talking about Christopher
Elix
Daniels,
Skipper has one of the
Elix
best
Skipper
moves ever in a steel cage match. Demario, you ever seen that movie?
It's still
Skipper
talked
did?
About to this day.
You niggas
was
talking about
live. I couldn't believe what I just saw. I'm all like... And then one of my all-time favorite tag teams will be the Dudleys. Gotta go to the Dudleys. I got a good story of backstory, Demario, about the Dudleys. My grandma is good friends with Devon Dudley's mom. Like, his mom's a... His mom... Damn, thank you. My grandma's 84 years old. But anyway. Right? his mom's a preacher, so that's why I always figure out, why
dumb.
Does he always go, like, testify? And my grandma would be like, because his mom's a preacher. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you could tell he grew up in the church.
Yeah, it was.
But his
remember he had the black he had the black outfit?
Deacon Batista and shit.
Yeah. Deacon Batista.
With Deacon Batista bald head ass.
Well, also, can I say this? It wasn't really his fault because Vince McMahon and Ric Flair was playing these games of chicken and they broke up the Dudley Boys. So somebody had to get a new gimmick and that both of them were lost in the shuffle.
Should have made it work. Nah, I'm playing.
Hey, we need to get back to some of these.
I'm
going to
get up out of here.
Cool man. It keeps the show running.
Yeah, same. I got to wake up in the morning.
It keeps the show running.
Now, we definitely going to get back into that.
That part.
Master Sifu. That was that old ass nigga twist.
Shout out to Hayden Wright.
I'm not old. I just have a job.
He old as fuck too.
Did any?
Hey,
I
bet
nobody said Hayden Wright out of any wrestling fans.
Shout outs to
10 years.
Haji.
Or Snitz. Or Snitzky. Or Snitzky.
His name even. His name even stupid to say.
Hey,
it wasn't his
to
fault.
That nigga Teeth was nasty.
Oh,
right. Wasn't he when the Undertaker came back again when Randy Orton won that Survivor Series? I think Burchill was in the ring when that happened. When Undertaker scared the hell out of Randy Orton coming back when he when the casket came on fire or whatever.
Bro, that shit. Nah, SmackDown
was crazy.
Between 06 to like 2000.
Randy Orton Undertaker storyline.
Popping.
Teddy Long saying, The Undertaker.
Batista.
Right.
Batista.
JBL.
Batista was killing
Eddie
shit.
Eddie Guerrero.
JBL and his
Eddie
racism.
Guerrero.
JBL and his Guerrero, racism. John
Cena. JBL and his racism, bro.
Hey, you had some characters on SmackDown, man. Michael Cole and Taz.
Bro, you really did.
Ray.
He is.
Chris Benoit.
One of the best entrances.
Taz is an underrated goat.
Like, for beginning. When he came out on Kurt Angle.
But yeah, I'll be on this shit all night, bro. Let's get up out this motherfucker.
Which is a good ass show. I seen that episode. You gonna be happy as hell when you watch that shit.
I'm gonna go watch boxing until I fall asleep. That's what I do.
Hey
Robbie, man, I got a Game Boy emulator on my phone. This shit is awesome. Yeah,
niggas, man, y'all niggas better call each other on FaceTime. I know, right,
Tim? Tim got the go to sleep. CM Punk knocked him out.
That nigga got the baby music on at his house.
Congratulations to my first full show.
I know, right?
And low key, y'all got a good lot of it.
We know how we do it.
I always tell K-Rock this needs to be on the show when I was on.
Yeah, you way better than Rock. Rock be scared to ask questions.
Yeah, that's because I don't like you two arguing all the time.
It be that nigga, bro. I be saying sensical things.
Hey, but next show, he's we gotta have
that,
the
one.
Next show,
you let this nigga get away with all this bullshit.
Like how I came out with hiding, right? Black Saw Tim
Black Saw Tim Duggan.
That's the new mixtape, bro. Black Saw Tim Duggan. But anyways, we out this bitch, man. Turnbuckle Mafia.
Shout out to the
Radical. K-Rock.
D.A., bitch. That's Tim over there snoring. Hey.
Peace.
And this your mama favorite podcast. We out this bitch.
Yes, sir.